So the beginning of the plaintiff's case, fortunately, as the plaintiff's lawyer, you've got an advantage in that you get to start evaluating the case and setting up the case before the defendant really knows that you're working on it. And so you need to start evaluating it from the plaintiff's side, and again, making it a big case, an important case, begins really at the evaluation of the case stage, when the client first walks in the door and you're deciding whether or not to take the case. So you have to think about yourself, what exactly was the defendant's conduct, and how is that conduct connected to a greater danger to society that society should care about, that's significant? And if you can do that and you think you have a case that would allow you to do that, which can be done with everything from a small car wreck to an egregious gross negligence case, it can be done in almost any situation. But there are cases that are true accidents or inadvertence. And you have to be honest with yourself on the front end as to which type of case you have. So it begins first when the client first comes in the office and you decide to take the case. And then you develop it through the discovery process. If you want the case to be significant, you have to show how the defendant's conduct is connected to a greater danger to society. And you're going to do that with your written request for production, written interrogatories, request for admissions. In products liability cases, of course, you want to look for other similar occurrences, maybe not the same manufacturer, but it's similar products that are causing that have caused harm in other situations. Because a lot of times these things result from a snowball that is built over time, one accident here, one injury there, another there. If you can demonstrate as the plaintiff that what happened to your client was a result of something that's built over time, then you can start to help the jury understand that this is a greater danger to the community, and you can empower the jury to do something that helps the community as a whole. And you take the focus a little bit off of what your plaintiff may have done in that one specific setting. But you've got to know through the discovery process what your theme is going to be, how the case is more significant than a single plaintiff. Otherwise, you're just out randomly gathering facts and hoping at the end of the day it fits a good jury argument that you can use. So places that you're going to want to look on the plaintiff side is you always want to find out about the defendant's policies, tractor-trailer collisions, 18-wheeler collisions. What policies did the client have regarding driver safety or public safety or parking on the side of the road? Do they require proper signage? Do they have policies about that? And if you can connect those policies to the dangers to the public and violations of those policies in your case, you've gone a long ways to showing that this is a more significant case than one accident. Another area to look for, of course, is to do the same thing with industry policies. Do industry groups have policies of how these products should be designed, or how the people in the defendant's shoes should behave? So look for trade publications, look for industry meetings, look for industry publications that would be used by companies such as the defendants. And then again, look for violations of those policies, those practices, and connect those to the facts in your case. Same thing with federal laws, regulations, statutes. Again, going back to the 18-wheelers, you've got the federal motor vehicle safety regulations. For products liability cases, you have a lot of OSHA standards and other federal regulations, but you want to find those, connect those standards, those laws, regulations to general public safety, and connect that to the accident, the injuries that happened to your client in your specific case. And then, of course, as we heard earlier in the discussion about experts, you've got to make sure your expert is on board and will support these arguments as well. A lot of times you're going to have to draw that connection between the federal regulation and what happened in the specific case, and perhaps in other cases if you want to use other similar occurrences. And you got to make sure you have an expert that can survive a Daubert challenge and will support that these regulations are there to protect this kind of danger, and that's exactly the ignoring of those regulations is exactly how your client got hurt. So that's the general idea, is to identify the law, the policy, the regulation, the custom in the industry, connect that back to the specific injuries and how those laws and regulations were violated in this specific case, and then showing how those violations could hurt anyone, not necessarily just the plaintiff in this situation. And you've gone a long way to establishing a big case and a strong chance of a good plaintiff's verdict.